Do you know about the Trauma Injury Prevention Program from Tri-State Health? It's an initiative focused on community education to reduce trauma-related injuries. Today, we'll explore that and more. This is Tri-State Health Talk. I'm Nolan Alexander, here with Michelle Schmidt, an RN who is the Trauma, Cardiac, and Stroke Program Manager. Michelle, first, you've been a nurse for 19 years and an employee at Tri-State for 20 years. What have you enjoyed about working at Tri-State that's kept you around for so long?
I would say just the sense of community and family at Tri-State, just even throughout my career and from the start to up until current, just that Tri-State is truly invested in the community and what the community needs for healthcare. And so that has been what has kept me around.
Well, speaking of investing in the community, let's talk about the Trauma Injury Prevention Program. What goes into it?
So the Trauma Injury Prevention Program at Tri-State just really offers a systematic effort to reduce and prevent injuries and deaths caused by traumatic events through education, intervention, and outreach. And this is anything from making sure individuals have the right type of equipment to prevent the injury, but as well as education on how to use those items.
And when was the program established?
The program was established several years ago, but I started managing the program in 2019.
So in your time managing the program, how have you seen it specifically benefit the community?
So we've done a multitude of different events and donations. So what we do is we look at our trauma data for trauma patients that arrive at the emergency department and what caused those injuries. And then we drill down the cause of those injuries and what we can do to help prevent them. So really getting to the root of the problem. And then what that has looked like has been donating as far as helmets, life jackets, anywhere from the appropriate sized car seats, stop the bleed kits, et cetera.
Car seats, that's interesting. I understand there's a grant recently regarding car seats. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so recently through Tri-State Health Foundation, we received a grant from Clearwater Paper for the purchase of car seats for local children. A total of $5,000 was received, and 100% of those funds went to the direct purchase of car seats. And the Tri-State Health Injury Prevention Program has partnered with Lewis Clark Early Childhood Development to store and disperse those car seats. And so from 2023 to earlier this year, there was a total of 200 car seats donated to children in need. And by receiving this most recent grant, we were able to restock 51 car seats into that supply. So when an event arises where an adult experiencing financial hardship needs to obtain an appropriate size car seat to keep a child safe, they're able to reach out to Lewis Clark Early Childhood Development and make an appointment to receive a car seat as well as installation.
Michelle, as a parent of two children who sit in car seats, that is so heartwarming to hear. Talk about truly investing in the community. That's so special.
It's been really great to see they snap some pictures of some of the first recipients, and it was so heartwarming to just see exactly who was getting the car seats and just how precious life is and what we can do to, you know, help save a life, help prevent any sort of injury. It's really a great thing.
Wow. What have been some of the other accomplishments of the program over the past 5 years?
So we started out somewhat small by doing helmets, and we have donated to date 250 bicycle helmets, 171 life jackets, living here in the Lewis Clark Valley where the Snake and Clearwater River are. We want to make sure that kiddos are safe, not only at the river, but even in, you know, your backyard pool. So the life jackets was a big hit. And then the 251 car seats that we had just touched on. And then also 393 stop the bleed kits. And so we partnered with Clarkston and Assotin school districts to get those stop the bleed kits all throughout campuses within the districts. And so that's been a really great thing as well.
Well, I'm a very poor mathematician, but hearing those numbers you said on top of the car seats, I mean, that seems like approximately 1,000 children and so many more families that have benefited from this program.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where we want to just continue to do what we can to secure funding to be able to continue this program and the different avenues of injury prevention. One thing I also forgot to mention was just the aging population in our community and the fact that falls is a very big cause of injury, not only in geriatrics, but one thing that we can do is also just providing durable medical equipment to the aging population if their insurance doesn't cover it or just whatever the circumstances may be that financially they're not able to obtain the items. And so that's anywhere from like walkers to bedside commodes, canes, that sort of thing. So that's also something that we're working on with our program.
Is there anything else related to the program that you haven't hit on that you think you should hear?
I would just say that if you have any area within your life or experience that is close to your heart and you have the means to make a donation to Tri-State Health's Injury Prevention Program, that we would be happy to work with you on if it's a helmet, a life jacket, or whatever other means to prevent injury. We can partner and use funding to really just maximize the benefit of those funds to reach the most community members possible here in the Lewis-Clark Valley.
That's great, Michelle. So if someone's looking to do that or just needs assistance, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so email is a great way. My email address is mschmidt@tsmh.org. And then my phone number is 509-758-5511, extension 5100.
Michelle, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Michelle Schmidt sharing insights on Tri-State Health's Trauma Injury Prevention Program. For more information, visit www.tsh.org. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it on your social channels and explore our entire podcast library for topics of interest. I'm Nolan Alexander, and this is Tri-State Health Talk. Thanks for listening.